Gabrielle Aplin on Q Radio, and it's got a cool video to accompany this song. It's one of those traditional kind of teenage, I'm not that into you, girl-boy relationship-y type scenarios. The song's called Panic Chord on Q Now. And we'll move on to talk about Record Store Day, which is happening tomorrow. And if you don't know what on earth is going on, it's a big celebration of vinyl music and independent record stores. But we thought to kind of enlighten you a little bit further, hopefully, by the time we get to play Everything Everything in a couple of minutes' time, you should know what's going on. Because I went off the other day on a hunt for a little record player of my own. I've got lots of vinyls, but nothing to play them on. So I thought I'd get a nice cheap record player. Budget thinking. And I also caught up with Martin from Piccadilly Records in Manchester, who told me about this huge explosion in popularity for vinyl music currently.
There has been a resurgence, and I don't know how much of that is a reaction against MP3s as well, because MP3s at one time were novelty, and I think people found it quite cute that, you know, they could have all these things on their iPod and what have you, but I don't think they necessarily fulfilled, you know, everybody's needs, and people do like to collect things, and records really are much sexier than something you've got on your hard drive that can be corrupted, you know. You also are going to get things like sleeve notes and artwork, which are a very important part of a record. I mean, if you think about it, you can't divorce the artwork from the record. It's, if you think about it, say The Smiths or Queen Is Dead or Joy Division Closer or something like that, and they set the scene very much for the record.
I'm on the hunt for a record player because I've got loads of vinyls and I made a lovely little wall display out of them the other day. I managed to get Graceland by Paul Simon. It was ridiculous. £3 at a vintage market. But I don't have a record player to play it on, which is like the wrong way around. I've been buying vinyls, but I don't have anything to play them on. So I'm on the hunt for one. I've just found the first one of the day. It's a Philips number. It's 120 quid. It's another little music stall. I saw loads of guitars, so I was drawn in, but No record players, but lots of little 7-inches. Hi, are you okay? Do you have any record players at all? Oh, that's a shame.
The centre of Record Store Day is that special editions are released on that day of your records, CDs, books, what have you, and they are released specifically for that day. And that really is what pulls people in. Really, from the word go, it's been busy and busy for the whole day, but you know, the past 2 years it's just been mental. From the moment we opened to the moment we closed, it's been just, I wouldn't say, well, controlled chaos is a good way of putting it.
Hiya, do you have any record players at all?
So far unsuccessful, so I'm leaving this shop and we'll try somewhere else.
Yeah,
wait, sir, I don't know what they've got. They have all sorts of stuff.
Oh, okay,
so they might have record players, but
I'll have a go. Dude, have you got any like old, cheap, working record players, do you know?
At the moment, no. The only thing I've got at the moment is I've got a record deck.
Have you?
Nice one, complete.
How
needle,
much are we talking?
Everything else. 35 quid.
Really?
Sorry. Okay, mate, no problem.
Beautiful.
Right. You're welcome.
It's become extremely important, but I think it's actually become much more successful in raising the profile of independent record shops than anybody anticipated. Initially, it started in America a year before England, and I think, I'm not sure it was ever seen as being a particularly big thing, but it's just snowballed year on year and got busier and busier, and caught, you know, it's caught us by surprise how busy it's got, how keen people are on it.
Right, so I've got it back to the flat. I think I've set it up as the guy in the shop told me to. I'm going to... This is Paul Simon Graceland. It's one of my favourites of all time. It's just an awesome bit of music for so many different reasons. I think it's because it's so unusual. It fuses so many different types of music together. That African influence is unbelievable. So, start. So I'm going to lift the needle over. And are you ready for the noise? Ready for the noise before this epic album begins?